Hi, honeys. What's up, guys? This week, you notice we're in a different location and we're not in Dallas. I'm actually in Houston because my friend Tiffany.
Hey, y'all.
She was in town and I was like, this is perfect. I actually met Tiffany. It's crazy. I met her on
Clubhouse?
It was Instagram. We did like that New Year's Eve Clubhouse thing on Instagram. Which is wild because I met our, this is our first time actually like meeting on person, but it's wild that like now with social media you get to like connect.
And like it was dope because we had a good time last night.
Yeah,
I don't even remember it, but I'm pretty sure it was a good time.
No, it's definitely dope to just meet different people. Like she's from East Coast. I know y'all know I always talk my shit about like East Coast people, we built different, but you know, we are.
So wait, where are you from exactly?
Okay, so where am I from? All right.
Everywhere.
So no, I lived in DC the past 10 years, so I fake claim DC. Mm-hmm. And I went to high school in Ohio because I went to boarding school, but I'm actually from Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh area-ish.
Oh, okay.
With
it. So we were still meant to be because I went to school in, I went to Temple.
Oh, okay, exactly.
Yeah, so 6 degrees of separation, we were still gonna make it work.
Exactly. But it was crazy last night. We went out to like a Houston situation, which y'all wild out here, by the way, with y'all.
Listen, like, that DJ was going. I've never rapped March Madness in my life that hard.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's real fun. But I saw one girl. I don't know. You probably don't remember. But one girl yesterday, she was like, you know, dancing a fun time with her friends and all of that. And like her skirt came up, and you know,
really?
Yeah, and when you know, normally like when your skirt comes up, like if your skirt was coming out, I'd be like, pull it down, mm-hmm. Let you go. So her skirt came up. She had a thong. Her friends like pulled her thong.
Are you kidding?
I wasn't there.
I didn't see
that. No, like dead ass like pulled her thong to the side, and like then the other girl was like, no, we're not doing that now. And I was like,
you already started. You gotta commit now.
I was like, start the strip show. Like, what's up?
That's crazy. I really wasn't there. Only thing I noticed was when we walked in, we were the only people with masks on.
Yeah. Another thing, Houston. Y'all. Houston. I'm vaccinated.
Y'all are all dogging life out here.
Hard.
Crazy.
Hard. But when she was doing that, and that I thought about, I was like, that's crazy. But now that's like normal, I feel like, for like when we can go out and dance and stuff, and mm-hmm. people 10 years ago they would be like, you're a slut and all this, like insane.
They still say it, but quietly.
But I said it's now evolved. I remember now, like, I can wear a crop top and stuff, whatever, and not think about it. Mm-hmm. But like before, I was like, I didn't want to do that because all that shit. And I feel like it's crazy because, kind of, as women, we but put ourselves sometimes in these boxes.
Yeah.
Like, remember Aisha Curry, years ago, did that whole thing about how, like...
Don't get me started.
She did that whole thing, though. Remember how she was just like, leave some, I save it to all matter.
For my man.
But then, bitch dropped the weight and dropped the panties. Like, she, like, was
doing nothing. I feel like a lot of the quote-unquote wholesome girls just don't have the heart.
Yeah.
To actually be out here living life. And that doesn't, like, you know, dressing however you want doesn't equate to hoe.
Exactly.
But even if you are sleeping with everybody, what does that have to do with your moral code?
Exactly. I'm saying
you can just be generous.
Generous with your pussy. Just generous. But I feel like my whole thing with her is you clearly, because as soon as she dropped weight, she started doing like the bikini and the naked picture.
Yeah.
So it was clearly like you just weren't, like you said, you don't have the heart, you're not confident and whatever. Like you're not confident to do that, so you're mad at the girls who do that.
She was definitely projecting.
But then, like, exactly. But then I feel like at the same time, sometimes she's mad at the girls that are confident enough to do it, but then she dropped the weight, so she feels like it's acceptable for her to do it now. But then, like, girls who do have confidence, but if they don't look a certain way, when they dress crazy, we're like, girl, what are you doing?
Look how Lizzo was treated.
Lizzo.
And all she does is mind her business.
And, like, post the pictures of, like, my aunt actually saw a picture. She was like, I can't believe why would she do that? Why is she looking like that? And I'm like, you only are saying that because she's bigger. Like, if you
know,
was,
you know how older black folks are, period. Like, yeah, let's be real, a lot of us are very conservative.
Yeah, that is very true.
Because of church or whatever. So yeah, like, as soon as they see somebody like wearing something that they think looks crazy, the first thing they say is like, you know, she don't got no business wearing
that. Exactly.
And it's like, literally, they're just minding their business.
But I'm like, who has been, like, so who, your body, what type of body is okay, is acceptable for you to be out like that? Because I think it's now, it's literally, you can do that if you dress, if you have a certain body. And then I was talking to my friend and I were talking about, because we always are fake trying to get it together and say, I'm gonna go to the gym, you know, all this shit. But like,
girl, you about to just sheet life and do life, bro.
Listen.
Yeah, and, for the gym, no,
and then that's what we were saying. I was like, okay, so if I go to the gym, what's gonna be my body goals or whatever? And then I looked and I was like, but all of them have surgery, so I can't promise myself if I go to the gym.
My problem is when I go to the gym one time, I wanna look good.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm like, I'm just gonna pay for it.
But
if I work hard, the fuck? Who gonna tell me anything?
And then, but that's why I feel like everyone can get surgery now too, because we got Care Credit, we got like before. I remember back when, what was the first like plastic surgery show that came out or something?
Botch?
Maybe.
Cause
no,
that might not be a good point of reference.
If we talking about getting plastic, but I'm saying I remember back in the day. Remember, like, people would do it on the low, like, they would be like,
yeah, somebody's basement getting butt shot.
Yeah, exactly. But they would try to be like on the low, like, they would get maybe a little like go here and come and be like, oh. But I feel like now it's like, okay, like, we're gonna go and we're gonna get the body done.
Yeah,
but then I'm like, just be real about it. Like,
so okay, I feel like kind of. I don't mind, like I've had lipo, I've had my breast done, like, I'm not ashamed of it because, listen, I work hard, so I'm gonna, best money I ever spent.
Yeah.
But I also feel it's not everybody's business, so, like, I'm not gonna go up to people like, hi, nice to meet you, I got my titties done.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying more like, so, okay.
Like, I'm not gonna sell flat tummy tees.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, now we're at the Instagram.
Or I might.
All of
you can edit that up.
I know, be like, yeah, if you wear listen.
Get your workout 5 days a week.
Yes. But like, Khloe Kardashian, she like,
girl,
her in that picture, and she got it deleted from the internet because it was
from your grandmother? Like, it's your grandmother.
Listen. And my thing is, girl, you looked fine. Like, you got surgery, so you looked fine. You were pale, and I know you want everyone to think that you're naturally, like, that
bronze.
So, like, you looked pale.
My biggest issue with them, though, is, like, you all created the unnatural body standard. So now you're being mad because you're bullied for it. And I don't know how you feel about white folks on your show, but I'm all for bullying them.
Yeah,
that's reparations. So we can curse out Khloe, Kim, whoever we need to.
But my thing about like Khloe too and Kim and all that, like Kim used to, I remember I watched their show earlier days, like early days. And she would always be crying saying like, people are making fun of me for my body. It makes me so anxiety when I go out and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but girl, you bought it. Like,
and she had a cute shape before she even did that.
Yeah.
Granted, like now she's like snatch. This is she like did a little bit, like took out of her butt, so like she looks better these days. But like, I don't know. My thing is like, not only do y'all steal from black women, like when it comes to, like creativity,
fashion, everything.
And then now you're mad because people are like, you look crazy.
But they always are mad about everything. Like when they get called out, they get mad. Like when Kylie got called out that she's not literally a self-made billionaire because you came from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that whole self-made thing is a topic for another day.
But it's people, like normal white tears.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not often.
But I'm like, you're mad because deflection. Like, yeah, sure, you did build this, but to say you're self-made is just an insult to people who do not have, like Kim Kardashian's parents bought and produced her sex tape. If that's not privilege, I don't know what is. Like, if you had a sex tape out, would your parents
be able to produce it too?
Yeah, they that's how they got like money or something.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Chris. Jigger, I think she, that's
like set up the lighting and stuff?
No, I don't think she set up the lighting. Like, that's a little much.
I was like, that's wild.
But they marketed, I'm pretty sure they marketed or something. They like got it and like sold it. And
yeah,
because
like, Chris is good for that.
She is.
One thing about her, I will say, like, she's self-made, even though she's like from Beverly Hills, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But she's a hustler for real.
I mean, she's self, I don't think her family came from money. Like, she married. So I think a lot of these women also who like come up and pull up and get in these situations, mm-hmm. I would call themselves they hustlers.
Yeah.
Because listen, it's not easy to like get that whole thing. And she made it work and she built an empire off of it. But I'd say the Kardashians are always bad. Like every time they come out with a fashion line and the original black fashion designer who made it that
calls them out,
calls them out, they're always like, never, like always. Mm-hmm. Anytime like Kim with the fucking, what is she called, the boxer braids that she said like she did and she tried to make pop it and like people were like, black people have done this for days.
What, it was she like called, one rolls or something?
And she, like she called them boxer braids.
She needs to get boxed up in it. Like, what do you, they're yeah. all annoying.
Call them boxer braids. And then when people call her out, be like, cause she started the trend, she was like, got mad about that. And I'm like, you get mad cause you don't, you guys get credit, you never give people credit and then you get called out for it and then you're like trying to say
but I'm
like,
trying
you're
to crazy. Think like, is, cause I said earlier, it's a deflection, but like, is it like willful ignorance too?
Yeah.
Like, do they really just not know or am I giving them
no,
too much
you
credit?
Give them too much credit. They know exactly what the fuck they're doing. Cause they only do things, they only steal from a certain group. Like they only steal from
us. Well, know? Cause, and this is, but I say this all the time. Like, I think like, as black people, we need to start investing in ourselves more mm-hmm. because we're the tastemakers. We
exactly.
like create more, like we create everything. So I always say like, everyone's always like, oh, we need to get together and like buy in a building or something like
yeah.
that. And I'm like, or you can invest in a black business because
yeah.
we're that popping that
you know exactly.
it's gonna go
exactly.
off. Instead of having them steal it and Fashion Nova.
And then they buy like bodies that the black, the theater, beauty is basically like what a black woman's shape mm-hmm. is. And so they buy into it and Chloe did that. And my thing about her is you're not even built like that. You know what I mean? And she did that whole yeah. rant about I worked so hard to get this
and
body.
The ugly blah, blah, blah.
And I heard though, she did say in some interview, her mama sat her down and told her like if she didn't get that body together that she would be cut off or something like that. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That's maternal abuse.
I mean, Chris is a hustler, but she knows.
No, but
that,
I,
like,
listen, if you gonna, listen, if our commodity is your looks and you're not shaping up, you gotta get cut. Like the same way with a basketball team. If you not
yeah, that
shooting them free throws, then you cut.
Cause it's supposed to, yeah, cause it's past the family. But I feel like that whole thing about pretty, you, like you think pretty privilege is a thing?
Yes,
I would say
definitely.
That.
Get pretty privileged a lot.
Yeah, like
definitely.
Cause I think about it, even you know,
and that's not for people to be in the comments like this bitch is whack. I'm just saying, like
no, I feel like you know if people find you pretty. I mean, like I don't ever. This is gonna sound very
no.
Late.
Let's go.
I don't. Yeah, I'm saying I don't ever go anywhere and be like. And so you know how guys when they bad you don't get the number the first thing will be like fuck you you ugly then or something
yeah
I like if someone says that to me I'm like
you're a liar
exactly
you're lying
exactly I'm like oh okay like and that's the because clearly I'm not it's
yeah.
obvious I'm not and obviously like I said
you know you have pretty privilege if you could go out and not open your purse one time
exactly. I was talking about that in college. I was like, I remember we used to go out in college with negative money in our bank account, come back with food, drugs,
oh, I thought
and
coming
money.
Back more money.
Well, yeah, cause
what
like because they would I would
I
always
pay back on drunk.
No, drunk or food because I always demand food. And then I that was back before that. That was not Uber days, so I would be like, oh, I need a taxi.
Oh, okay.
So they get like
you was. I was playing in college. You was the real teacher out here. No, like, I don't know, Houston, maybe it's because of the place we were at too, but literally like guys were trying to talk to me and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't talk when I'm thirsty.
Exactly.
And they acted like it was a
big deal.
These aren't even New York prices drinks.
Look at $7. $7.
And a drink in New York is a cool 20. Like, so what are y'all doing?
Exactly. And then I think it's weird also with guys, if they buy you a drink, they think, girl, I remember once I went out with this one crazy girl. Crazy time of my life, but she was crazy. And I used to have to tell her, cause every time a nigga would buy her a drink, she would like be stuck on him all day. And I'd be like, oh no, that's not boyfriend for the night. That's more like drink. That. And then she was just like, but he bought me a drink. I was like,
no.
And he could buy you a drink. Shit, he might be able to pay your rent. Like, why are we stuck on this one boy for the night?
I have a friend, like, we went out to a club and somebody bought her a drink and literally she got mad because it's the champagne. He got mad that he bought someone else a drink. And I'm like, girl, that's not your man tonight. We got a drink, we move on to the next.
Is this where we are, that like if someone spends $20 on us, that we are like committed?
But even that's like the bare minimum. Like,
that's what I don't understand.
That's not even a for sure I'm talking to you.
Well, no, that's what I was also, because I get in arguments with men about this all the time. This was a previous thing I asked on my Instagram post, because sometimes I'd be asking random shit. I was like, duh, y'all really feel like women are just out here conniving, like trying to use y'all for money for everything? Like they'll swear, because this new thing, guys will always be like asking to hang out for a first date, like be like, oh, can I come over or want to smoke or something? I'm like, no, you can take me somewhere.
You see, don't get me wrong, take me out. However, yeah. I do feel like it depends on the vibe sometimes.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Like, if I know you and like we've been talking and you just want to come over, because let's be real, as women, we know who we're going to sleep with.
Yeah.
So if it's like, oh, I want to come over, you're like, all right, bring something.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying like on some regular, just like they met you
and they want
Friday,
to get out.
Next day, like they met you Friday, you gave the number, Saturday, they're like, they'll be like, will you try it? What do you want to do? Or I want to see you. I'd be like, okay.
Make some plans.
Like, it's very simple. I hate that.
And niggas will good morning you to death and won't make any plans. Crazy.
I want to see you. Okay, what do you want to do? I don't know either. Bye. Like,
yeah, I like assertive men. So if you're not making plans, I can't even date you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because I'm an aggressive person. So like, if I'm constantly making plans, I'm like, so am I the nigga?
That's what I feel. Like, I'm a true Leo, I guess. I'm like, I need to know you're into me. So therefore, and I'm mad aggressive. So if I feel like I'm always making plans, I'm always do that, I feel like I'm stalking you. Like, why? What are you doing?
That's when you ask yourself, like, am I whack?
But yeah, that's what I'm mad aggressive. I'm a true Leo, so I need you to be into me. I'm mad aggressive. I don't like to just like, I'm mad aggressive. I have a harsh personality. Like, you can't be weak. I'm not meant for the weak.
I'm a Gemini, true Gemini.
Oh, you got two personalities.
Yeah, so I'm aggressive, but I'm a baby. Like, I'm gonna tell you, like, be harsh. And also, I'm from the Bronx, so.
Yeah.
So I'm rough, but then I want to hear like, hi, sweetie. I'm like, hey, baby.
Like, yeah, I'm like that too.
So I need all of that. I need the aggression, the sweetness, all. So if you're not making plans, at least, and that's the bare minimum.
Exactly.
And I know like there's certain like men out there that complain about things and like, oh, you gotta show me your worth. And it's like, literally, if you can't afford to date, get out the game.
I've said that so many times.
You don't have
because
to.
Because if people think it's not fair, like, my standards for dating people think is not fair, and I don't care. Because, like, I've said this many times. I never paid for a date. Unless you are my man, I have not paid for a date. Because to me, that is part of dating.
That's true. Because I was thinking of people like that I have taken on dates, but those are already shown.
Yes, that's your
not like the first date.
Because these niggas out here are wilding. I'm not gonna be paying for some shit when I know that you ain't shit. Like, literally.
But also, they take advantage.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Exactly. And I never till I moved down here. Mm-hmm. There are so many, I don't know, in New York business, are there a lot of homeless niggas out here on apps just trying to find a bitch to move in with?
I have not encountered that species, but.
Yes, the homosexuals out here, let me tell you. Listen, I've heard so many fucking stories. these girls be meeting these niggas on Wednesday, the niggas be moved in on Friday. I was like, well, they clearly didn't have a home.
No, but those are niggas that probably fucked so good. Cause they got to, that's their job.
That's their job.
They probably breaking her walls down. That's why she's like,
girl, listen, there's too many vibrators in the world for me to have some living dick living off of me.
But does it come with you? No, I'm being facetious. Don't let these niggas move in.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I don't even like people in my space. So
it makes no sense. But I'm saying, like, so the niggas, those same niggas that want to move in right away are the ones that, like, were complaining about buying you a $7 drink. They feel like if they do buy, oh, that's another thing. I feel like some niggas will be upset if they take you out and then they don't, you don't like them anymore. And they're like, you use me for a date.
I have this theory. Men don't go to therapy, they create podcasts. Every time they sit on a fucking couch, all they do is rant and rave about how women use them.
Exactly.
And I'm like, for a meal, you're mad? Or like, oh yeah, we're going 50-50 on bills or vacation. And I'm like, so if that's the way your relationship is set up, by all means. However, Tiffany Christina Danes, if we're living together, you're my roommate then.
Listen.
If we're splitting it down the middle.
I think people think I'm crazy, but I legit will,
Y'all too loud. Y'all can go in the room and close the door if you want to finish the discussion. No, I wasn't being shady.
Yes, you were.
No, I really wasn't.
I forget what I was saying. Shit.
Niggas being poor.
Oh yeah, no.
But take that part out, cause I don't know if people think I'm classist or elitist.
But no, I said something. I was like, men have so many more standards for a woman in a relationship than women have for men. Like,
just women in general, they be like, they'll comment on your picture and be like, oh, you could have sucked it in a little more. You're like, bitch, the fuck? Mind you, they got a whole pot belly,
Yes. Bolden,
got fucking gaps in their teeth.
Listen, it's insane.
Men got low standards for themselves.
I know, like, niggas that literally work in the gas station and be like, I will only date a girl with like a master's degree. And I'm like, how can you demand something that you don't even like?
I do demand more from men than I can provide right now. Only when it comes to like bank accounts.
But like, it did.
I feel like you offer other things that even it out. First of all, I'm coming with great personality.
Is it extreme though? Like, how much? Okay, so is it extreme, like, difference? I'm saying, if you working at the 7-Eleven, do not demand I make $100,000. Like, cause what are you doing for me besides giving me a headache? And
I definitely know the person I married though, I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to be a housewife, so.
You don't want to be, so what are you going to do?
Oh, like, I'm your living your pretty best life.
No,
you see those TikTok videos when they're like, what do you do for a living? And she was like, my husband does this. And I'm like, that's what I want to do.
But what are you going to do all day then? Just live
new
life?
New being short.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You want to do your own thing. Yeah. Okay.
If I wanted to just sit on my ass, husband.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like cleaning that. I will say one thing, I really don't like, I keep, my house is clean, but like, I do not enjoy, I was like, some women enjoy just like, they say they enjoy doing it.
I don't enjoy cooking.
Oh, I like to cook.
No, but cleaning after.
But therapy for me, like, I need to drink, smoke, and shop. Like, that's therapy. Cleaning is not therapy. Like, not for me. I don't know.
Listen, and I'm probably only gonna give you one badass kid because I can't even do.
No, you gotta do a sibling. Oh, tell me if I'm wrong about this. All right. Okay. So you know I got two kids.
Okay.
I said I would not date a nigga. Like, I really don't want a nigga with kids, and if he can have one.
I definitely don't date men with kids.
No, but they say I'm wrong for that because I got kids. No. And I was like, listen, from a purely financial standpoint, what you do it, if you come up with three kids, we got five goddamn kids together. Look,
sorry, we not having this whole team. No, I get it, but also, I dated a guy that had a baby mother, and it was just a mess. Like, that scarred me for life. Men think baby mother is like the girl they gonna fuck forever and ever.
Yeah.
And like, she don't count, it's not really cheating. I'm just not doing
they
that.
They did not say that, but that's the thing too. And I feel like men fought women against each other too. Cause I'm like, at the end of the day, like, cause I, and I'm, I, maybe I'm terrible with this, but like, I've never come to a woman, like, coming to you woman to woman type of thing, because like, I've never come to a girl like cussing her out for like fucking my dude, whatever, because I know niggas ain't shit.
I'd be like, let's jump this nigga together.
Exactly, because I know he's probably telling her all kinds of shit. I've asked
this
girls.
Is why I take what men say about other women with a grain of salt.
Listen.
Like, she's crazy, she's this, and I'm like,
right. What did you do to make her crazy?
All the time.
What did you do? Because I was like, I refuse to believe women are out here just like, hating niggas that they love. Because that's what I said. Women put up with so much shit for men that men would not put up with women.
And you know what's crazy? So like, men, you know, most men have a type. Literally, you hating a girl that could probably be your best friend because y'all probably just fucking alike.
Exactly.
So that's my thing. It's like, I would probably like this bitch if it wasn't for you.
Exactly. Or some guys though I know don't have a type. Like, I've seen, there was some funny meme that was like, you could look like this and your nigga go cheat on you with a girl looking like this.
Well, personality.
No, yeah, personality. But looks, some, like.
But also, for the most part, like, men sleep with anything with a hole.
I know, that's what they say. They say a pussy doesn't have a face.
Yeah. And then they just regret it right after. They like,
are they embarrassed to be seen out with them and stuff, but they still, if a girl will answer, a nigga will show up. Like,
true.
And true. And they don't think about anything of it. But they're saying, I just think, it's crazy because going back to like Khloe Kardashian, the Kardashians, all of this, women, we hold ourselves to these standards. We gotta look like this, all this stuff. These niggas,
they don't do it. They don't. At all.
And then if you say anything like you want a nigga to look like that, you all types of like grimy, horrible woman. But they sit there, all go through their Instagram feed, who they looking at.
I don't date short men.
Oh yeah.
So.
Well, you're not a tall person though. Like, so.
Yeah, but like.
Okay. What's a short guy?
Like under 6 feet.
Oh, this is actually funny. So, niggas lie about their height. Like,
I'm notorious. 2 inches.
No.
I fell for it. Niggas 5'10".
Because, you know, I'm not like an Amazon, but I'm not like.
How tall are you?
This is why this is funny.
Okay, let's go.
Because I played like sports and cheerleading in high school and shit. And I know they always lied about my height. In volleyball, I was 5'6", because you're supposed to be taller.
Yeah.
In cheerleading, I was 5'5". I'm 5'5 and a half.
Okay.
So, if a nigga is like says he's 5'10", he should be 5 inches taller than me, right? Or something. So I always like, based off like I wear heels, whatever, they will be dead eye to eye to me.
Lying.
Trying to talk to me.
Your face.
Telling me they 5'10". I'm like, what? I'm like, just lying about their height. And so like, getting arguments. Like, how you gonna tell me how tall I am? Because I know how tall I really am, sir. Height. And we're seeing eye to eye.
You see, I equate height with protection, which probably is some subconscious thing or whatever. So like, I only date tall men, mind you. My dad is like 5'4". He's the toughest nigga I've ever met. Don't sleep. But
my dad's 6'3".
Oh, okay.
But my mom is like 5'1".
Yeah, I have a short family.
You. So like, that would be like you. When
yeah.
You're like,
but I date men that are like 6 feet and up only.
Well, no, I like, this is the, I want to be able to call my nigga and be like, handle it. And
can you imagine if y'all, both of y'all feet touching in a bed? That's, oh no.
I was, what movie was I was watching? Oh, Creed, have you seen the second Creed?
I think.
The second
Michael
one.
Michael B. Jordan, Jordan, right?
Yeah. The first one, you saw the second one where he was fighting that big white dude, Russian
and got
dude.
Beat up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what was that nigga's name? Ryan, what's the nigga's name? Long Creed, the boxer, the second one?
You mean
Drago. So,
he said, I know that nigga.
So, Drago, I was probably the only one in the theater rooting for Drago to win because I was like, see, that's the type of dude I need. Like, I was like, he's big as
hell.
I talked a lot of shit. So, therefore, I need to listen.
I need to know my husband's gonna air this shit out.
Listen, I need to be able to talk shit and know that nothing's gonna touch me because he's right there and y'all ain't gonna try to try it. Like, I have no problem. If that's another thing, I don't deal with arguments and issues with men. Like, if another man comes at
me. Oh, yeah, I don't argue with men.
No, I send a text message and then you can get handled.
Yeah, like, I don't do that.
And I don't like men coming at me. I don't like.
I also don't like fake tough people because I feel like fake tough men are usually abusive towards women.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Because they're trying to exert their dominance.
Yeah.
Like, I like very laid back dominance. Right.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So
like, you know
he's capable
of handle it, but he's not someone. Yeah, I don't like shit. Yeah. But if I say,
yeah, like for the most part, the guy I'm dating now, he's like, come on, babe, let's just walk away. Because he knows, like, his temper, like, if he was to get mad, like, it'll go too far. So he'd rather just be like, let's walk away.
But if you tell him, like, someone really disrespected you and you want him to handle it.
Yeah, he would probably turn up. Not probably.
He will.
He better.
And like a drop seat, that's what that.
Yeah.
But that's what I like.
But
I
I'm like, still like at my big grown age, I'm like, I'm gonna call my father. Like, I'm that girl.
Like,
I'm calling my dad.
And he won't get
away. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can't do that though. My dad's one of those, like, he's like the guy you're talking about today. Like, he's one of those very chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when it sticks,
that's exactly how my dad is. He's so like my dad is like a dad. Like, he wearing aprons and shit drilling and like you would never think. And but you call him cause for one of his kids, that's it.
And it's game over. Mm-hmm. So that's what, but I think that's natural. I don't like, but I see sometimes people probably think though that the guys I date aren't like that because again, I'm so aggressive. I'm so like whatever. But that's why I need someone to keep me in check. But still.
As long as you're not starting shit, cause you know how sometimes like it can go too far and you don't want that on your conscience, like damn, they really bodied my nigga out here. Cause like, I'm sorry, like if you lose a fight in front of me, I don't know if I could still date you. I might go home with the winner. Like, because you really lost out here.
I know.
The winner gets the spoils over here.
Listen, again, that's why I think actually that's probably why I was also rooting for Drago, because Drago beat the shit out of Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Creed, like, you don't look as sexy to me anymore. You
bro,
know, like,
he's definitely not my type, so.
He like,
could have definitely got his ass whipped either way.
You said it's fine for me. You get turned off of like people really easily though.
Definitely. Like I said, I'm a Gemini. So like the first day it'll be great and I'll call my best friend and be like, I love him. The next day I'll be like, yeah, I don't know who doing this. Like,
I'm the opposite. If a first date, like, I either like you or no, like, I either like you or you don't. That's why I go on a lot of first dates, like, because
oh, I'm a dater.
Yeah. Because after the first, I either like you or I don't. Like, And people will be like, nah, you gotta give them second chances, you never know. And every time I do, I get mad irritated because I'm like, nah, I clearly knew. I did not like
him. You have to give people second chances?
No, and I'm like, I didn't like them. And then I go, and then the nigga's irritated because he wasted 2 days for me. And then it goes back to, oh, you just wanted a free meal. You just wanted I'm like, no, I did not like you, but.
And also, I think men don't realize that, like, I can date you and not want a relationship with you. You could just be a fun person.
But they do that. They do that.
Yeah.
They stay doing that. Like, they stay dating, like, people and, like, have no intentions of having any type of relationship with them.
But then when you do it, you're a user, you do this, and it's just like, child,
matter.
It's just good energy.
Matter. But I feel like, because I like some, you know, there's always double standards, like men and women, whether it's looks for sure, standard of like looks, Actually, money wise, I would feel. No, because I feel like nowadays men hold women to standards too. Like, they don't want a girl who doesn't do anything.
Men definitely have very high standards. And one thing that I will applaud them on, they do not lower them.
But we do.
They definitely don't.
We do. Think about how many girls do you know who have stayed with a guy after he's cheated on her?
Yeah. I wish I had.
I know. Like.
But also, women, like, well, I know men that cheated on, that women cheated on men and they stayed with them. But
not to the same level though, I don't, like, is that the same level as typical with men and women?
I've cheated on a guy before.
Yeah, but
they try to put the fear of Jesus in you, like, I would leave you, I would never, and then you do it, and they're like, why would you do that? Sometimes you gotta test them. But,
but I mean, like, but not, were you habitually cheating or
no?
It was like a one-time thing.
It was more of like a payback thing.
Oh, so he, but no, I'm saying like straight up, you know, like how niggas will hold on, have a whole other like bitch.
Family.
A family.
Yeah.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
How many, I want to know how many, have you ever heard of like you getting pregnant by another nigga and he raised a
child?
And he raising the kid?
Never in my long-legged life. Like, because like I said, like men have standards that they will not, like certain standards they will not budge on. And I applaud them for that.
But I feel like we need to rise up because, you know, we poppin'. Yeah, but think, you said, but you only cheated like once or a couple, or was a payback thing. And I'm saying like, men have two women dirty, 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 and these women will still like fuck with them, and it's insane.
It's an ego thing too with men because they kind of look at women as like, you're my property. So if you gave what's mine away, mm-hmm. But like, I don't think we look at men like that. We know men are for the streets,
exactly.
So we don't have that same, like we kind of expect it, which we shouldn't. There should be a certain standard on it.
But I feel like you can be from the streets, like you can be like for anyone and not be an asshole. Like,
true.
I've
but
heard,
even if you're honest about it, I still don't want you to do it.
No,
I
like
women that say that too.
Respectfully. I don't like fuck boys, but I can deal with assholes. Meaning, I can deal with you, people being upfront. I don't like people who lie and manipulate to get stuff. I'd rather you just be like, yeah, I'm dating multiple people, rather than you being like, you don't gotta worry about stuff like that, like blah, 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 you know, like your specialty. Avoiding around, like, I don't like shit like that. And like, and people like that are definite, I would say they have con artist qualities.
I think we're all a little manipulative. Like, we have that quality.
Listen, no. This Dallas breed, I'm telling you. I am telling you. These Dallas breed of niggas are, like, con artists to the teeth. So, like, I know.
I dated Brooklyn niggas, so I know.
My friend dated this guy, right? And she dated him for a while. And so, she was dating him for a while, hanging out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a call from one of his homegirls. And like, she knew, like, she, also, how do you feel about guys having sisters? Like,
oh, I have a bunch of male friends, so
yeah.
I don't mind at all.
So think about it.
As long as it's not a sis that you fuck.
So think about it. So like, you call your like guy friends if you're ever in trouble, right? They'll come get you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his like sis called him like saying she was in trouble, like, can you come get me, whatever. He was chilling with his girl was like, hey, like, she's called, like, let's go, we'll go get her. He goes to get her, they bring her back to her house, they hang out, whatever, chilling, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They tell her about, like, you know, she tells them, like, you know, this dude's doing me wrong, blah, blah, blah. And the girl's like, okay, well, you can stay with me for a minute, you know, like, to give space, all this stuff.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this. Keep going.
Well, no, his girlfriend told his
she was opening her doors to him. Okay, now we're back on track.
Yeah, no, it would be like, you know, one of your homeboy's girlfriends being like, to you can stay with me while, like,
you're getting back on your feet.
Yeah. So anyways, fast forward a month later, he's dumping her and saying, like, the sis really likes him and is in love, and they think that they should be together because they think they're soulmates.
Okay. Men do this all the time though. They confuse like having a good relationship with you, like friendship, to where I'm attracted to you, I want to be in a relationship with you. And it's like, nigga, we're just compatible friendship-wise. They don't get that.
But I'm like, how are you gonna dump her for a girl that she took in and let stay in her home?
Yeah, I would have to act real nice to her and I beat that bitch up. Like, yeah, girl, come back over anytime you want. Have all my cousins waiting for her.
But I'm like, if a girl did the same scenario to a guy, he would never.
Oh yeah, he would lose his shit.
Lose
but wait, it. She still was with him after he said the soulmate thing?
No, he dumped her. Like he dumped her. It was like, bye. Like I'm go with this. Like he's like, she's my soulmate, blah blah blah. And just dumped her for that. And like a girl she took it and had in her hope and all that stuff, and then he dumped her for her. But she still like likes him. And like she's like all still loves him and stuff like that. And she told me she's like, I just love him and like blah blah blah. I'm like,
first of all,
why?
That's like when girls be like, oh, but like before anything, we're friends. I'm like, so your friends be fucking you over like that?
Because
I got good friends.
Like, exactly. That's my whole point. I was like, if the roles were reversed and you did that to him, he would be like, fuck that bitch. I do not like that bitch. What? I hate that bitch. And she over here, heartbroken, crying, saying how much she loves him. And I was like, we got to do better.
That's not to say like I've never been stupid before in my life over a nigga. I have been, I'll admit it. I won't say the nigga because I undated him. But
what do you mean you undated him?
Oh, he don't exist anymore.
So that, how long did you date him?
I don't even want to time frame, because then niggas start gonna start connecting dots, going on Snapchat, reminding me of what happened 3 years ago. Nigga just never happened. So I've just been stupid for a man before, but like I just feel like at my big age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we 30. We can't be doing that.
I don't know, because I don't know people that grind me, but that's some shit I was gonna say we did when we were in our 20s.
But I ain't never been like that. Like, I would never deal with someone who, I would never take someone's man with someone that was that nice. I've never actually like taken someone's dude, I don't think.
There's too many niggas out here.
Exactly. I have never.
Really surprised?
Exactly.
Cause they never even.
I will say like, cause I'm sure someone's good out there gonna be like, but no, like. Knowingly, as soon as
word, this time gonna be a girl. Yes! Like, this is my man.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Listen.
Like, girl, I didn't even know.
I didn't knowingly. If you were like clearly visible, everyone knew type of thing. And now, if he had you like hidden, that's between you and him. No one knew y'all were together. So if I took him, but like,
no, I get it.
Knowingly, I never, because like that's not key to me. Again. Leo here, why would I want someone who has someone else?
Also, I can't front. If he got a white woman, I'm like,
you say it's free game?
Listen, is it cheating? Is it taking it?
Well,
is it taking your
money?
Man, or is it bringing him back home? Which one is it?
Listen, I don't really have. Because to me, you love who you love, but it's different if you are preferring, say you prefer white women because this, or you just happen to fall in love with a white girl.
Yeah.
Two very different things.
Because literally, black men date a white girl and be like, and this is, I date her because black women just
literally
don't give a fuck.
And I will say this, I have dated a white guy before, simply off of some like, whatever, but it was never, I never went around with these, see, I'm with this white man because y'all do that, and I feel like that's always the conversation.
You see, I tried in college, but I felt like a fetish.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
They were like,
and I was like, I can't, no.
Cause they would, and the thing is, white girls do say that when they date black guys and stuff, they'll be like, ooh, well, you know, I like a black guy, and I'm like, y'all realize they're fetishing you.
Yeah. Oh, they don't care.
And then, Devin, no, who just died? The little, the biracial, who was shot by the police.
Oh, George Floyd?
No.
No, oh, you took, oh, I was thinking because George Floyd's white girlfriend said some crazy shit. She was like, oh, he was a martyr. He sacrificed himself. I'm like, the nigga didn't go to war. He was killed.
See, this is what happens
when you don't understand that black men are disproportionately being killed and you can say he's a martyr. Like, he signed up for our rights.
I can't. This is, this is about another one. So the one,
but I know who you're talking about.
Who, y'all, what's his name?
The kid.
The guy, kid who was killed in Minneapolis by the police.
Oh,
Micaiah,
the girl?
No.
No, it was a biracial kid.
Boy.
Yeah, I can see his face. And you know what's so horrible is that we're constantly bombarded with new names every day that we can't keep up with it.
But wait, no, I can pull it because I sent you a...
And the mother said she thought he would be okay.
It wasn't the mom, it was the...
Someone said like, oh, I thought he would be okay because...
Yeah. Oh, Deontay Wright.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, this girl, and I sent this to me because I was like, see, this girl tweets, she says, I can't even tell you how shook I am that Deontay Wright was biracial. I have to admit, there was a twisted part of me that hoped my son's half-whiteness would help him keep him safer than if he was and looked fully black. Now I know he's not safe at all.
This is why I don't, like, literally, like, it's a disservice for like white people with that mindset to raise black children because they're not aware of the world and like they can get killed more easily because you think that you can navigate this world as a white man or woman and you cannot.
Is it weird that I feel like it's different being raised, if you're biracial, it's different if you're raised by like a black mother with than a black father, because there's something about just a mother, because I was telling, I had this, so there's this neighborhood, this really like rich neighborhood in Dallas called Highland Park, where like Jerry Jones and all this live. But it's notoriously like white. Okay. Like not, I'm saying very little Asians, very little like nothing like white. And their school, they've always had racist thing that goes on. Like they were playing a local private school in La Crosse and they all the players were tweeting about this black boy who was a really good player on the private school and he was like, the only thing that he's gonna be picking is my cotton and like stuff like that. Well, my friend was telling me that one of her friends she knew, she was like, oh, she's moving to Dallas and her friend's white and has a biracial daughter and she's like, she's moving to send her kids to that school. And I was like, no black mother would send her kid there.
Knowing, yeah.
And she was like, what? Like, no, well, she's mixed, she's not. And I was like, I don't care what she is. I was like, that school is notoriously racist. And you as a mother, you nurture. And I was like, and it's a public school. Cause people, my kids go to private school and they are one of you, but again, I'm there, it's private, meaning I can go there all day and they're gonna mold it to me. And we do, they have a diversity counselor, they have a they actually try. That's a public school district who is known for like realtors are known not to sell houses to black people.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. I'm like, that's a whole community that's rooted in racism. And so it's very different. And I'm
saying,
they
don't wanna change.
And I'm saying, exactly, and I'm saying, black mothers would think of that more often than when they're raising even a biracial kid.
And I think most cases, like with a black mother, they're still teaching you about like black culture.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a good chance that a black man with a white woman is like doing so to remove himself from
and
black
men. I think also part of parenting, mothers are more, we're still, even though we've evolved, like women are working, whatever, mothers are still kind of like the ones that are taking their role in like nurturing. So that's what you're getting more of. Now, I mean, there are some like woke white people who will do the conscious, and I'll say, I know one of, at my daughter's school, a couple adopted a baby from China, and they do a very good job, I will say, of making sure she gets her culture.
Well, that's good.
But I'm saying for the majority, I always have to end up like, we know there's some.
But to me, because, it's like people should know, like, we're not talking absolutes. Like,
you're right. But you know, people like to be mad. People love to be oppressed. Like, just, people love to be oppressed.
Just starting shit for no reason.
They love to say they're oppressed. They love to say they want, I swear.
White people think it's an oppression Olympics. As soon as you bring up something, they like, oh, but we have a heart. I'm poor. And it's like, well, that's your white ass fault.
Yeah,
so you had a head start.
Exactly. I'm like, I've never, why do you want to be? Why do you want a struggle?
No, they only want the struggle to, like, make our arguments, like, to devalue them.
Exactly.
That's it.
But again, then why do you try to conform to, like, black culture? Like, that's my whole thing.
It's some type of necrophilia. Like, they want to wear our skin, but they want to kill us. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, like, why are you all getting plastic surgery to look like us? Like, the lips, the whole, like...
But even, because, like, I feel like, also, the standards that we put on ourselves, like, as black people to say, like, these are black body types, is kind of, like, harmful. Because then if you don't have that body type as a black woman, it's like... People be like, oh, well, you ain't got no ass, or you ain't got like, well, bitch.
I will say that, like, I don't have, like, the black body type, like, I don't have, like, a big ass and, like, hips or whatever, but, like, I'm, like, skinny with, like, big boobs. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, I don't have that, but I don't know. I've never, but I would, but it's still, I do think it's harmful, but, like, stuff like the whole lip thing and the lip injection stuff. That stuff bothers me because it's root. There's been so many rooted racist
of course.
Articles, pictures. Like, if you look back in slave time, they would make fun of people's lips and all
also
this stuff.
When we and have now body you type, it's like we're sexualized, but when they have it, it's like more valued. Like, I have this issue at work all the time. So even when I wear like business casual, of course, like I'm shapely. So I have to have conversations with HR, and they're like, oh, because my manager was like, oh, it's like inappropriate. And I was like, is this a dress code issue or a body type issue? Because if it's a body type issue, we need to go to HR.
No, I get on people like that because I'm like bigger chested.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it annoys me because I naturally am going to have cleavage with everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, it's just going to happen. If there's a slight scoop, it's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm like, so they always make these different rules, and I'm like, but you're making this, you're saying this because I have a little bit of, if I was flat chested, you wouldn't care
at all.
And then like same with the dress, like bodycon dresses, I can get away with probably wearing like a bodycon dress at work. I might throw a jean jacket over it. You couldn't get away with wearing that at work.
Yeah, because behind. They see me in a summer dress, they might go crazy.
Exactly. And I'm like, so you're shaming. But again, men don't have to worry about that. Like, you never hear it, because.
No, they look like little whores in them basketball shorts, but keep wearing them, fellas.
Like, yeah, you never hear guys being, like, they'll never tell a guy anything like that. And they don't, men don't even understand that whole standard of that. And it goes back, what I said, standard of beauty. And listen to stuff, certain girls can get away with certain stuff because of their body, because what we decided what's the okay body.
But even also, why does body types make you uncomfortable? Like, mind your business. Like, Lizzo, literally, she's not doing anything to harm anybody. Because let her live her life.
They say the same thing with, like, crop tops. Like, who can wear a crop top?
Or like, a bikini or something.
Or even shorts. I remember this guy posted a status, like, a little thing saying, it's about to be summer season. Girls know who should be wearing short shorts and who should not be. And I'm like, nigga, how dare you?
And I bet you it was ugly and broke. Those be the main ones that say a lot.
It's 112 outside. You're trying to tell someone because they don't fit into what you feel like they should go wear, that they can't wear shorts outside.
A lot of these niggas just hate women.
That part.
That's it.
But they don't, that's a therapy. They need therapy.
No, they're too busy creating fucking podcasts.
That's the thing though, because I was like, a lot of people don't, they don't realize that they actually have deep rooted.
Yeah, and men complain all the time, like, we don't have a safe space. But then when you create a space for yourself, instead of doing real work, you want to just bash women all day.
That is true, and bash what they're wearing. I remember, Oh, Amber Rose. Remember, like, when she's pregnant, she gets big, right?
Yeah. Well, she's a big, like, you could tell she, if she didn't, like, work out and get surgery and stuff,
she was a bigger girl. Yeah. But so she was, you know, her belly was bigger, whatever. I remember we were somewhere and that picture got, like, they took the picture of her, the paparazzi, mm-hmm. with, like, her big belly or whatever. And the guy looked at that, he was like, that's nasty as hell. I was like,
that's like, what's the young girl? I'm sorry, I keep readjusting because I got 30-year-old knees, so.
You don't got the Magni?
No, definitely not. But what's the young girl that just had a baby and then she posted her picture and people were like, oh, this is making me
that girl, she's like an Instagram
girl
that
does like weird. She's young. Kayla, y'all bullying this young girl. And whether, no matter her age, but my thing is like, black women go through so much, like we're literally risking our life.
But it was just stress marks or something. It wasn't even,
but even
like,
if she had access, whatever. We risk our life every time we have a kid.
Can we talk about the black woman more? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we're literally risking our lives and you have the nerve, the gall, the audacity to say something about my body after
you literally gave you life. Makes no sense.
People are crazy.
But I was like, literally, you're looking at a picture of a pregnant person who's about to drop and say that's nasty. Like, what? Because you have this idea that, and then the whole breastfeeding thing. People see that and they're like sexualizing breastfeeding.
I told you, I do a nip slip daily. It's like a fucking,
I know, I'm
four leaf clover over here.
I'm notorious for a nip slip, always.
Listen. So yeah, I'm notorious for a nip slip. So like, to me, like titties. So breastfeeding,
I don't like. I used to, because my parents are mad conservative. My mom is, and she used to like. I remember when I had my daughter, she used to make me get these big like blankets
to breastfeed
to put over there because she's like, it's inappropriate. And now I'm like, I don't care. I nip slip.
Listen, if my baby's crying, I'm pulling the titty right out.
And what? Really, I don't get the fetish of them. They look good, sure, but relax. It will be all right. But like I said, I feel like, you know, and maybe we are not the good people to talk about this because, like I said, I know I'm not ugly. So like, a woman's, I will say the standard of beauty and standard of looks wise, I will say because I am like just like skinny with like big boobs or tall, like whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't, sometimes I'm like, yeah. I feel like maybe should I do that or should that, like, should I get a BBL or whatever? And then I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I look good. Yeah. If I want to dip and touch something, sure.
Why
not?
My thing is, especially with us being stuck in the house for like the past year, do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
That's it.
But
and like, back to like, cause you said like, we may not be the perfect people to talk about, but like we can, because as long as you know like the standard of beauty is rooted in racism.
Yeah.
You can talk about it. Cause then you know, like, I say this all the time when I'm drunk, I'll be like, yo, I hope when I like if people ever like know me and I get famous or whatever, I was like, I hope I'm not in one of those threads when they be like, she only cute cause she light skin, cause I'm gonna be so mad. But like, I have to also acknowledge that like men, like we talked about this last night, like I don't date men who bring up my complexion.
No, I actually, this is funny because I actually, I was talking to someone about that because I was like, I don't consider myself light skin at all. And just actually, my family has a lot of biracial people, mm-hmm. and they're like very, 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 like Meghan Markle.
Okay.
So like, they consider me like Michael Blackson. Okay.
And really?
Like, yes. And it's crazy because I grew up like all like just thinking I was like very, very dark. Mm-hmm. No, and I never had like a complex about it. I just always did. Then I went to like college and I was around, because I grew up in like a really white town, and then I went to boarding school with more black people, mm-hmm. but like I went to college and that's like where, you know, I was around a lot of black people, and then I would get, people would like say, oh, she's lighter, light skin, or like when they would describe me, and I was
black,
like,
people only know light and dark. That's not brown skin.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Like, I was like, lighter skin. Like, and then I came down here and people be like, why do you use that emoji? Why do you use all that? And I was mm-hmm. like, because I'm a black girl.
Yeah.
And then like, they would be like, what are you mixed with? Your hair's so long. What are you saying? I was like, black with mixed with black and black. And it was so, it's just so crazy to me because, and I've heard guys have literally told me, they're like, you're like the person, they're like, if you were shade darker, I wouldn't date you. Like,
yeah,
like,
I did not date men like that.
Yeah, or say something, and they'll be like, you're pretty, like, you have this and that. And they always talk about
you. Don't even call me light skin, because I want to make it very clear.
Yeah.
Like, there's no division between me and any black woman that's dark.
Exactly.
Like, we sisters, no matter what. So exactly. Don't try to make it seem like I'm better or whatever because of my complexion. Like, that shit is whack.
And I'm like, y'all don't even, and it bothers me too because also I have daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, my daughters are two different skin complexions, which I don't like, to me that's common. Like, black people, that is common. Not they're all going to be. And I'm like, it really makes me mad that like, we do this whole standard of beauty thing that my daughters could potentially be out and like, niggas would try to put them against each other on shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like,
like I said, it's all rooted in racism, but we do, like, as a people, have to, like, really dive into that colorism.
And get better with that.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
We definitely need to have more conversations about colorism and, like, actively working against it.
And I would say, like, and also...
Because light skin is not a preference.
Exactly. I think that's weird. Again, it's there's a difference between preference and just, like, straight up... Preference are problematic.
Really?
You're problematic. Mm-hmm. Like, you say you want exotic, you say you want a lighter, you want anything that's not black, like, no.
And because I think it's weird when, like, men talk about because they want to have, like, light-skinned daughters. I'm like, so you're sexualizing your kids?
Or they'll talk to, like, I've heard, like, guys will be like, oh, you have pretty hair. I want my baby to have pretty hair. I'm like,
you're sexualizing your children.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what you're doing.
And actually, I think it's crazy because a lot of these guys that like try to date like these exotic types or different types, they have kids and their daughters come out darker or whatever.
Listen,
and I'm like, you're gonna give your daughter a complex
because you have this thing. A guy got so mad at me because he was trying to talk to me about like complexion and how like he's only gonna date like a lighter woman, that's his preference, whatever. And I was like, your mom is dark.
Ooh, that like, hard.
Do you not think your mom is attractive?
Don't talk about the mama.
Now every bitch in the world. But it's like you're literally, by your standard, you're saying like your mom is ugly.
Yeah. Don't talk about the mama though.
No, it's some type, it's some weird cognitive dissonance that they have.
No, because they always are like, that's my preference. Why are you mad at my preference? You're just mad.
Preference is not complexion.
Because I have never said I will only, I don't even say like, I'll only date dark skinned guys. I'll only date like light skinned. I don't say stuff like that because I'm like, why, what is, and they're like, that's what's attracted me. Why is that attracted to you? Go to therapy, figure it out.
Listen, my only rule is, I'm dating a black man because my daddy's black, so I'm gonna have some black ass kids. That's it.
Yeah.
Cause like, I know like some women will be like, oh, you know, if you expand your dating pool, like you'll find more men, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Listen, black men maybe have hurt me in my life.
Yeah.
But also all the men that have ever loved me are black men.
Yeah.
So why am I giving up on them? Cause a few trifling niggas.
That's true. That's true. I'm like, I do get that. The only time I've ever told people that is like when they're like in a timeline, they're like, I want to get married in a year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, then you gotta be open to dating anyone. Like when you're like, whenever you're like,
black men come in all different cultures though. Like I dated Nigerian men, I dated like West Indian men, like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm pigeonholing myself to like black men from the Bronx.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. But I think, honestly, as women though, I think we need to do better just like holding our standards. I feel like we're popping. We're as popping as
knowing how popping we are.
And no, especially black women, you posted something, what was that meme you posted? With the first time we came back, it was just like, in my opinion, black women are the most popping.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, period.
Exactly.
And
stop listening to niggas like Kevin Samuels. Because he obviously doesn't like women. Obviously.
Girl, We only got, that's part two.
Word, that, we on season two with that.
Yeah, because
hopefully that nigga ain't around no more by the time season two come out.
I know, and like, stop, Black, listen to him, we just put him money in his pocket. Like, anyway.
He obviously doesn't like women. Obviously. And that's not to say he's like gay or anything, but he literally does not like
women. Just because you're like straight doesn't mean you like women.
You like sleeping with women, but he actively doesn't.
Yes. Like. That's another thing. Like, well, we need to know the difference between someone who likes sleeping with us and someone who actually likes us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a big difference. But anyways, I'm so glad.
Me too.
This was so fun.
I have to come back to Texas.
Yes. I brought you
one of our 10. Okay. The color's a surprise. Here we go. A kid on Christmas. Oh, it's so cute. So cute. Girl,
yellow,
and I'm
lighter.
Oh, this is really cute. And I'm gonna try to stop drinking so I can lose like my last little 5 pounds. So my vice of choice is gonna be weed these days. But yes, this is so cute. Did they see all this?
Okay.
It's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Thank you. So make sure check out Nubian and Shorties, and then you have, you still do your, support your local.
Yep, support your local Black girl. So I have tees, I have all other lifestyles, like pillows, mugs, everything else. And I'm actually working on something new, but you know what, season two.
Okay.
We'll do that.
So yeah, I'm glad you're here. Make sure you can shop this kids.highhighhoodies.com. Make sure to like and subscribe, follow us on IG, and we'll see you guys. Well, actually, it's a wrap. We'll see you guys season two. This summer, we're gonna do some popping things and random videos, but